Welcome, members and guests, to the April 25th program of the City Club of Eugene. Welcome to our TV audiences on community television and the Oregon Wind Network. I'm Marty Wilde, the City Club president. Thank you to KLCC for airing our programs at 6:30 p.m. on Monday nights for our radio listening audience. Today's sponsors are the Oregon Country Fair, right around the corner. Hearing associates, Dr. Gail Leslie, Dr. Sandy Ibarra, and Dr. Brad Smith. Dot Dotsons, and a special thank you to KPFF Consulting Engineers for our office space. We thank you for listening. These programs are free for our listening audience, yet there are costs involved. Your contribution is completely tax deductible and will help keep our organization healthy. Today's presenters are Jay Bozovich and Don Leslie, who will discuss their candidacy for the West Lane County Commissioner seat. And our guest moderator today is Tom Adams from KVAL. Without further ado, here's Tom to introduce our speakers. And before I forget, a special thank you to the League of Women Voters, which co-sponsored this event and is handling our questions and timing.
Well, good afternoon, Eugene City Club. And we're here for a very interesting debate, I think, between the candidates for West Lane County Commissioner seat. And the basic format we have come up with for the meeting today, after my brief introduction of the candidates, opening statements from both candidates, 3 minutes apiece. After those opening statements, I have a list of questions to cover the first half of our meeting. 2 minutes apiece for responses to those questions from the candidates. Then we'll take our break and collect the questions you have for the second half of the meeting, and we'll collect those questions. They'll be given to me, and then depending on the number of questions we have, the responses in the second half will be either 2 minutes or 1 minute. We'll have to kind of play that by ear, but that's what we're looking at. And then the 2 minute closing statements from both the candidates. Well, the nonpartisan West Lane County Commissioner represents the western portion of Lane County from West Eugene, North Junction City, and then westward to the coast. Lane County commissioners will face many challenges in the years ahead, including adjustments to a new county administrator, budget issues caused by decreased federal funding, and a rapid expansion of the county's community health centers to address the needs of newly insured people. Both candidates in the City Club debate agree on the importance of jobs and a strong economic recovery, but each has a little different development philosophy. Mr. Bozovich, the incumbent, focuses the campaign on public safety very much. Don Leslie, the challenger, points to the need to restore trust, efficiency, and transparency to Lane County government. Interest in the seat is especially high, and these candidates have raised more money than candidates for the other two open county commission positions. Now, both of our candidates here today, they're both engineers. Mr. Bozovich earned his B.S. in agricultural engineering at the University of Maryland College Park and was a senior engineer with E-Web prior to his election to the Lane County Commission seat 4 years ago. And he also served on the LCC board earlier, Jay. Dawn Leslie earned her M.S. in bioresource engineering at Oregon State University and is a water, wastewater, energy efficiency engineer with Cascade Energy. So without further ado, we'll open up with a few questions for the first half. Now, both of you cite creating, in the opening segment. Both of you cite creating jobs as an important role of the county commissioner. What would you do to promote job growth in Lane County? How do your ideas differ to your opponents, and what's lacking in the county strategy for job development? Commissioner Bozovich, would you like to take the first stab?
Start with the opening statements.
Opening statements, that's right.
I was trying to...
opening statements. Yeah. Jay, thank you for correcting me.
Well, thank you, and I want to thank the City Club and the League of Women Voters for putting this on. I am Jay Bozovich. I am the West Lane County Commissioner, and I'm running for re-election to continue the work I promised to do 4 years ago. 4 years ago, I talked about cutting costs in order to prioritize public safety and making Lane County more business friendly and providing an environment for job creation. Over the last 4 years, I believe I've carried out those promises, although I believe there's more work to be done on both these areas, and it's what I'd like to continue to do. We cut unnecessary commissions and committees. We reorganized the county structure. We brought 7 different bargaining units together on 2 common health insurance plans, saving approximately $3 million a year in the county budget that we could prioritize into our public safety system. We passed the first levy in a generation for Lane County. Along with this, we got the legislature to change a definition in statute so that we could move $4 million from the road fund into the Sheriff's Department and restore 24-hour patrols in rural areas. In addition to all that, the board has been moving forward with the Goal 14 exception in Goshen, providing for the long-term health of Lane County and having large lots available for development in industrial and manufacturing use. And we've managed to work bipartisanly with Representative Hoyle in getting the Junction City Hospital here and 500 jobs in Junction City. We've recruited First Call Resolution out to Veneta on the original promise of 180 jobs, and it's turned out they're going to hire over 300 people out there in Veneta. That's a real impact to a community of 5,000. We continue to work on job creation, and we continue to work on improving our public safety. We're in the process of developing a 10-year plan for the public safety to try and get off of temporary levies and have a long-term sustainability for public safety. We're working on long-term job creation. We're trying to create a $1 million revolving loan fund for rural businesses to access. We've been providing video lottery grants to small organic farming and produce like the Sweet Creek Farms out in Elmira. So I believe that we've been working on the things that I promised to do 4 years ago, which is prioritizing public safety and creating jobs in Lane County, and I'd like to continue to do that over the next 4 years. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Thank you to the City Club and to the League of Women Voters and to everybody for attending today. I'm Dawn Leslie. I'm running for West Lane County Commissioner. I'm an engineer with 18 years' experience getting projects done on time and on budget for industries and municipalities from northern British Columbia down to southern California and from the West Coast all the way across to Wisconsin. I'm a wife and a mom and a neighbor, concerned about our struggling communities, concerned about the safety of our homes, particularly in the rural areas of Lane County, concerned about the future of our kids and grandkids in this extremely divisive political environment that we seem to find ourselves in Lane County. I never needed to run for public office before, you know, because of the quality of many of our local officials, and I've worked politically behind the scenes for candidates I believed in, from including Congressman DeFazio, Senator Chris Edwards, Vicky Walker. Many other excellent representatives have represented me. And the fly in the ointment has always been the county, the Lane County representation. And the last 4 years have been the topper. My opponent has demonstrated his leadership over the last 4 years, it is true. And what has he led? He has led a redistricting to disenfranchise voters that was described by the Register Guard that as reeking of partisan politics. He has led the privatizing and outsourcing of county services, resulting in a whole lot of folks working for the health services and food services in the jail, much lower wages than that used to pay. And those are our neighbors, the people working in those positions, working for lower wages with a profit being extracted to Louisiana and Tennessee. And a lawsuit pending because of negligence of the one of the private companies now doing that work. And he's led a politically motivated hire of an administrator who has cost us money and trust and a cover-up of the results of the investigation. I envision Alleyne County thriving on our many strengths: agriculture, food production, tourism, recreation, information technology and high tech, medical technology, behavioral sciences, and our highly educated workforce and entrepreneurism are going to take us there. The only way to harness these strengths is to move us forward as a community with leadership we trust and can work with collaboratively. Believe me, I don't like calling out my opponent's actions. He calls this negativity. I call it accountability. We cannot afford to continue to waste time on this divisive politics. We need protection for the things we value. Our children need us to move forward protecting our safety, our dignity, and our clean water and air.
All right. Let's touch upon economic development once again. What other ideas do the two of you have on promoting job growth here in Alleyne County, with our jobless rate still at 7%? And how do your ideas differ from your opponents? Don, you want to go first?
Sure.
Okay.
Could you repeat the question, please?
The question is, what other ideas do you as candidates have for job development here in Alleyne County, given our 7% continued high unemployment, and how does your philosophy differ from your opponent?
One of our best opportunities, I believe, is in agriculture and food production. We, as a county, spend $1.2 billion a year, that's billion with a B, feeding ourselves, grocery stores, and restaurants, and less than 5% of the food that we purchased is actually produced in Alleyne County. So I think that's a tremendous opportunity. Every time you move that needle 1% higher, that's $11.7 million into the local economy, creating good jobs in an area that we know we're good at. We're good at growing food. We're good at producing food. We have excellent success stories in this area. So getting more of a focus on food production, I think, would be very helpful. And I would like to work on leading collaborative efforts between OSU's technical resources in this area, the U of O Business School, LCC's training resources, and the local agricultural producers, many of whom who've endorsed me, including farmers and Sweet Creek Foods themselves have endorsed me, to help lead that effort. Another area I would look at is raw logs being shipped overseas. There's still logs that are produced on private lands can still be shipped overseas in a raw form and processed overseas and then sold back to us as finished products later. And I think that's a shame, because we have local resources. The wood products industry needs that wood fiber, and I would like to see us working on tax credit solutions to help encourage private landowners to encourage that wood to be processed in Alleyne County, creating good family wage jobs for Alleyne County workers.
So one of the things I've been focusing on is advocating with our federal representatives to put our federal force back to work for Alleyne County in a sustainable and reasonable manner. And that's something I want to continue to do. I think that's one of the places maybe that there is some difference between my opponent and myself, is what I believe to be an industry that is underutilized in Alleyne County and would really impact rural Alleyne County, and particularly West Alleyne County. But I'm glad my opponent is enthused about the food cluster. It's something that Alleyne County has been promoting for quite a while. In fact, we've got one staff person in our two-person economic development department that focuses solely on the food cluster. And in fact, if you read the paper this morning, we've worked out a potential deal with the city of Eugene to do some property swaps to provide the butterfly lot to the Alleyne County Farmers Market to be a year-round farmers market. And that's something that I've been able to work on in the background, haven't been able to talk about much until today. But my work on the Facilities Committee in Alleyne County and looking at the overall picture of how we should provide for government in downtown Eugene in the future was part of what brought that issue to the forefront, and working with the courts on trying to develop where their new courthouse needs to go, because we do need a new courthouse. But yeah, tourism, food, but the forest also need to be part of our economic redevelopment.
Okay. Thank you. Commissioner Bozovich, you were a strong supporter of hiring the former county administrator without a competitive process. As we know, she was later terminated from county employment when it was revealed that she had engaged in certain conduct regarding her pay. So the question being, what would you do in the future to avoid hiring someone with the same type of difficulties?
Well, first I want to say it's very difficult to predict somebody having a personal issue that resulted in the behavior that broke the board's trust that she was fired for. That's happened to multiple agencies and private companies over the years, whether it's somebody working in the water department at Cottage Grove, a city manager for the city of Oak Ridge, or somebody working for the Pape Group that resold cell phones for personal gain. So it's very difficult to predict that behavior. As far as the hiring went, people are not remembering where we were at that time. We were starting a budget process that was going to have to cut $8 million from the county's general fund. We had an acting county administrator that had been appointed on a unanimous vote from the previous board that had been appointed to county council prior to that on a unanimous vote and had recently received a performance appraisal from a 360-degree review, which means people above and below her, that was excellent. And at that time, we didn't feel we had the instability available to us to go out for a major hire or the resources available, and we had somebody at that time that appeared to be a very effective manager, and for the first 2 years of her tenure, achieved some amazing things. You taking seven bargaining units onto two common insurance plans and reorganizing a county from 14 departments down to 9 is not an easy task. Dealing with a 20% cut in our overall funds was not an easy task. And those things happened in the first 2 years of her tenure. Somewhere in her personal life, something happened, some behaviors changed, she broke the trust of the board, and the board fired her for breaking that trust.
Don, a response?
That situation, I would point out a few other pieces to that situation. It was just described that it was couldn't have been predicted what happened. I think it was fairly clear, though, that the qualifications were not there. One of the main responsibilities of county commissioners is to hire a qualified administrator, and Ms. Richardson did not have background as an administrator. She had background as a litigator. And what we saw during her tenure was a fair amount of litigation. And I don't think that's very surprising, given her background. So the public expects a competitive process to hire a competent, qualified administrator. And what they got instead was my opponent leading an appointment without public input and without competition. And then an independent audit of the county after she was fired revealed something that many of us had been watching play out the entire time, an atmosphere of fear created throughout the county from politically motivated fires. We lost a lot of senior talent fleeing the county because of how difficult she was to work under. And the fact that the commissioners apparently to this day are still oblivious to that having happened is a concern to me. And most important in all of this is the hidden behind-the-scenes advocacy on the part of my opponent and other commissioners to help the administrator increase her pay during a time of budget constraints and layoffs, and so the hiding of the results of that investigation were a serious breach of the public trust on the part of the commissioners.
Question now for Don Leslie. This is your first run for public office. The position you seek is quite responsible and has one of the bigger paychecks for a local political office in local government. Why not start with something a little more modest?
Well, Well, I would submit that being responsible for engineering budgets of upwards of $150 million on very large infrastructure projects is a heck of a lot of responsibility, and I've been working on projects that large down to also very small projects, which I would point out are also contain a great deal of responsibility for the local communities and industries for whom they're directed. I hold a very responsible position right now as a licensed professional engineer, and I carry out my duties with integrity and with transparency and honesty at all times. This, as I mentioned in my opening statement, there's been a problem at the Board of County Commissioners, and this last 4 years, I guess it came to a critical point in my personal ability to tolerate what I saw happening. As a citizen, I'm concerned that we're not moving forward creating the solutions that we need for our kids and grandkids. We all know that we have problems facing us, and I'm seeing this divisive politics keeping us mired in focusing on the few things that we disagree on. The truth is, as a community, we agree on much more than we disagree on. We agree on why we live here. We agree on what matters in quality of life. We agree on what our funding priorities should be. And we agree that we need to move forward on solving issues such as climate change. And instead, when our elected officials are politicizing issues and keeping us, violating the public trust and keeping us focused on the few things that we disagree on, it stops us in our tracks. It keeps us from solving the problems we need to solve. And I could no longer watch that as a private citizen and as a person who believes in democracy.
Any response, Commissioner?
Well, yeah, I had 29 years as a civil engineer managing multi-million dollar projects also within budget. And in the last 13 years working for a public utility and handling a $200 million capital improvement plan, all those things were great experience, but the experience serving on Lane Community College's board of directors basically gave me that experience in balancing a budget under state law 4 years in a row, the last year of which I served as chair of that board. And in that process, we laid the groundwork for a successful bond approval a couple of years later because we approved a 10-year master plan. We were forward-thinking, looked out, and set the groundwork for that lovely building downtown now that took up that hole as the downtown campus of LCC. So those things, you know, build your ability to deal with larger, more comprehensive budgets and budget scope. And being involved in the community over the years is what's led me to my service as a Lane County Commissioner, whether that was helping start a volunteer library in the River Road in Santa Clara area, or being a member of the Eugene Metropolitan Rotary, and now I'm a member of the Applegate Trail Lions Club. Those are the sort of things that got me into the community and involved and got me the experience to do this job effectively, to create an environment where we've brought in over 900 jobs in the last couple years and where we are solving some of our issues around violent crime in this county. That's what's important, that experience, and I believe I can put that experience to use for another 4 years.
Question now for both of you. The Lane County Community Health Center is considering significantly expanding its medical services to the newly insured patients on the Oregon Health Plan Trillium. Do you support this expansion, and how will you support the CHC in meeting the medical needs of the poor in Lane County? Commissioner, first?
Yes, I do support the expansion. In fact, we just voted to allow the Health and Human Services Department to open a new clinic in West Eugene. So we'll be serving an additional group of patients. And we've been working very diligently with Trillium as a partner in the community care organization. We were the first county to actually form a community care organization. We're leading the pack as far as that goes. and I believe we are providing excellent services out in the county. We're also trying to partner with some of our rurals. We have a comprehensive health improvement plan that we're working towards, and one of the things we're really trying to do is extend those services out to the rural areas. We just recently gave a grant to a clinic out in Oak Ridge to purchase equipment and try and get a new clinic opened in Oak Ridge. So I strongly support those efforts, and I think we've been moving ahead on them in a very strategic way, and we've been a leader in that in the state.
Okay. Dawn?
I support those efforts as well, and we'll look forward to working to improve health care access to all residents of Lane County in many of these ways. And I think I'll leave it there.
The recent proposal now for the proposed $43 million conference center and hotel area for Glenwood. A request has been made for county economic development funds in connection with that development. The board had one discussion about that. What do you think is the criteria to decide if this is a proper investment for Lane County to get involved in?
Well, on the face of it, I would say that the proposal, as the access to the information that I have seen on this proposal so far is what has been released in the Register Guard. And from on the face of it, the phrase cart before the horse comes to mind. I have great faith and belief in the potential of Glenwood and what a magnificent future we could have in Glenwood with the river being there and the redevelopment opportunities there and the kind of jewel that it could be transformed into. I look forward to participating in that transformation of Glenwood. And starting with a convention center seems a little bit cart before the horse. So I have that question from the outset. Very few event centers actually make money. So my first question would be, if it's going to run for 5 or 10 or 15 years before it actually makes money, who's on the hook for paying the operations costs while it's not yet making money? And I have questions about why Springfield's, as I read in the paper, Springfield's at least initial proposed contribution is much less than Lane County's proposed contribution. So if Lane County is in for a proposed $6 million, it seems to me that Glenwood's redevelopment in general is going to benefit Springfield as much or more than the county as a whole. Why isn't Springfield in at least equally? That would be a question. But really the main part is, starting with a convention center, how do we attract events to that center so that it is profitable or at least break even when the whole area hasn't come yet to be a San Antonio or the kind of Riverwalk that it could be someday?
Thank you. I'd like to correct a couple things. First, it's a conference center, not a convention center, and there is a difference. And what they're looking to plan to build there is an executive conference center, which doesn't have the large high cube flat space for bringing in things on pallets to display and like we would do out at the Lane Event Center. The second thing is we have not really had a formal request from the developer yet. So we don't have that yet, so there's really not anything to judge on that. But I will also say that the proposal that they've discussed is having us provide for the payment of the interest on the loan for the facility and doesn't put us in a position to be responsible for operating costs and whether it makes or breaks that way. All it puts us in a position for is paying an interest payment over the next 10 years is what part of their proposal is. But my criteria for deciding on whether or not I'm going to participate with that as Lane County will be balancing that with the opportunity cost of if I use that money for that particular development, what does it gain for Lane County? I mean, it is true this convention center could be the stimulus, knowing it's going in there, will allow other neighboring properties to market themselves out there to get the other things that go along with that, the restaurants, the retail, maybe even additional hotel space. But what we have to look at is what else would I use that money for over the next 10 years? They're talking about a sum of money that would basically tie up our video lottery and transient room tax surpluses for 10 years. If it's $6 million that's been discussed in the paper. If it's less than that, it may not. That's a significant amount of strategic funding that's available for creating jobs that we've utilized in very interesting ways. We use that money in the past to support the first trials coming to Eugene.
All right. And that's it for our first half of our debate this afternoon. We're going to take a 5 to 6 minute break and develop your own questions amongst yourselves at your tables, and we'll be back in 5 minutes to go over your questions.
You're tuned to KLCC Eugene 89.7 FM, KLCO Newport 90.5, 89.1 KLFR Reedsport, and at 88.1 KLFO Florence, KMPQ Roseburg, and KLBR Bend. We're also on the web at klcc.org.
All right, we're ready for the second half of our debate this afternoon at the Eugene City Club between Don Leslie and Jay Bozovich, candidates for Lane County Commissioner of the West Lane seat. We're still processing the questions, but in the interest of time, we'll go ahead and pitch the first question here. And I'll get the rest of the questions from the league here in just a second. But first question for this segment, and Don has the lead on the first answer. Where do both of you come down on the DeFazio and Wyden Forest Plan?
Well, as county commissioners, we don't really get to make the decision on that. I am concerned about the health of our forests, and I'm concerned about the health of our communities. And certainly going forward, we do need to move. I believe right now we're mismanaging our forests in a different way than we used to mismanage them. The pendulum has swung from one extreme to another, and we need to be managing that forest resource, partly for creating jobs and partly for the long-term health of the forest. We need to be guided by science and how we decide what a healthy forest management plan looks like. And I think that the Wyden bill and the DeFazio bills, they're going to work out some kind of approach that's somewhere in between. We need to protect old growth and water quality, and we need to harvest trees in a way that's scientifically sustainable. And certainly the commissioners can weigh in through the Association of ONC Counties and the Association of Oregon Counties, but basically we have to live with what the legislature decides.
So the Board of Commissioners has expressed support for the DeFazio-Walden-Schrader plan in the past. Commissioner Lykin has been involved with Senator Wyden, helping him draft that plan. And Commissioner Stort has been involved on the governor's task force relative to the ONC lands. So we do have a seat at the table, and we have maintained those relationships so that when it does get to a conference bill, we can help form a bill that will be adequate as far as harvest goes and assure a certain amount of harvest that will assure a certain amount of income for the county, while at the same time providing the protections that we need out in the forest. And that's, you know, the role that the county commissioners can play is help form that plan, not just sit on the sideline. So I think, yes, I do support the effort to come up with some decent planning, because we spent $70 million in 2 months last year fighting two fires. That's more than our jail levy raises in 5 years.
Okay. Next question for both of you. Parks related, why should we have to pay to use county parks like Howard Buford Park? People in the past could use Mount Pisgah and not have to pay for it. I'm assuming that means the parking charge. Jay?
The reason why is in the past, a previous board decided that the Parks Department needed to come off of the general fund and become self-sustaining. And that was done for the purpose of providing general fund money availability for public safety. And that is really why that's happening. is it's basically become a user fee system. If you use the parks, your fees are what provide the income for those parks. In addition to that, there's car rental tax that goes to parks. There's state RV tax. The registration fees come to parks. In fact, Commissioner Lykin was just given a statewide award by the Parks Management Association, the county parks managers, for his work in changing that law around RV registration so the counties get a larger portion of it. So that's why you get charged a fee to park at our parks, but hopefully it will be balanced in the future.
Don, any one-minute response?
Well, we've seen a lot of cuts to county budgets, and that's one way that some relief has been provided, short of cutting park maintenance and services, as Jay points out. It's a way to create a revenue stream that allows the parks to be managed going forward. Many parts of the county budget have suffered from cuts, and that's an area at least you have an ability to take in some funds to do the work you need to do. Going forward, we need to jumpstart this economy, and we need to have a diversified economy if we're going to be thriving as a county. Timber needs to be a part of the picture, and we also need to be increasing the diversity of our economic base in order to have healthy funding for the services that we value and rely on as county residents.
Okay. Question for Don Leslie. How will you go about getting more high-technology businesses in the Lane County area, high-tech businesses?
That's a really great question. It's an important piece, I think, for prosperity for Lane County in the future. We have a thriving information technology and high-tech set of businesses in the county, and moving forward, we need to strengthen that. And I think the RAIN, the Regional Accelerator Innovation Network, that's coming out of the U of O and working with local businesses, will be a part of finding ways to attract, to help grow those local businesses more strongly and to attract resources from outside. I would also point out that one of the ways we attract outside talent to this community is by having a strong education system. And there we go back to economic development. If we were doing better economically, that would flow into the services that we need, like the education system, and that we know are a very large factor in attracting the more of the kinds of folks. We already have lots of well-educated IT folks in town. Attracting more of them is going to require a real strong education system.
Commissioner?
Thank you. One of the ways we attract those businesses and grow those businesses is helping out the ones that are right here. We helped out Lunar Logic with a video lottery grant as they are getting started up. We've had other firms that are part of the Silicon Shire here in the Eugene-Springfield area to help them grow. So growing those local firms, part of that also is our partnership with the University of Oregon, OSU, City of Eugene, and Corvallis, and Benton County as part of the RAIN project, the Regional Accelerator Innovation Network with the universities. In addition to that, we've got a vote coming up next week to declare an e-commerce zone for the Hynix facility to make that eligible for specific tax and other benefits so that we can bring some companies into that underutilized and not unutilized facility right now. So redeveloping the Hynix building with some tech will be part of that strategy.
Next question from a City Club member directed to Commissioner Bolcevich. Are there any reasons you would refuse a campaign donation, such as being disproportionately large from out of area or based on the motives of the donor? Shall I repeat? Any reasons you refuse a campaign donation, such as being too large from an out of the area or based on the motives of the donor?
The simple answer to that is yes, although all of my donations have come from inside the state. In fact, most of them come from inside the county. I don't have any $15,000 donations from out of state or $5,000 donations from out of state. The people that are donating to my campaign generally are employers in Lane County, and they're supporting me because they believe I'm the best person to create an environment where they can create the jobs.
Well, that's kind of true. Yes, of course, there are situations where I would refuse a large donation based on where it was coming from or the purposes of the donor. I would point out that Mike Huckabee came to town a couple of weeks ago and raised $80,000 in one evening. And while that may or may not, and the Republican spokesperson around that event indicated that that fundraiser was dedicated to helping elect a local nonpartisan county commissioner candidate, and I can tell you it wasn't me. So whether that ever hits my opponent's actual books or whether it goes directly into negative mail the way we saw during the 2010 election in extremely negative direct mail blanketing the district, we'll have to see.
Okay. Question for both of you now. What is the commissioner's, or what should be the commission's method for supervising the new Lane County administrator? Any changes from the past?
Well, the what we're trying to do with the new county administrator is set up the first 90 days, introducing the county administrator to various civic leaders, the mayors, the city councilors, the chamber directors, the nonprofit executives that they'll have that he will have to be working with over the next several years. And you know, with that, you know, we have annual performance reviews we do. We talk to the administrator on a weekly basis. Most of us have a standing meeting we've set up out into the future where we have like about a half hour to touch base and communicate back and forth our issues and our concerns with that administrator. At the same time, we are rehiring the auditor's position that was cut prior to me coming on the board. Something that, you know, there was a question asked to me, did I have anything that I regret that I should have done? And I would say it was not going after that auditor's position sooner.
Mm-hmm. Don?
Could you repeat the question, please?
The question is, what is the commission's method for supervising the new Lane County administrator?
Well, I very much appreciate that the commission's method for supervising the new county administrator is much improved, hopefully, over the commission's method of supervising or not supervising the former county administrator. So the pieces that my opponent just described are certainly important. Also having an open-door policy so that county staff, you know, there's more of a ability for county staff to have a ability to comment on what's happening. It shouldn't take an outside auditor to come and inform commissioners that there's an atmosphere of fear throughout the county when, in fact, people from outside everybody else paying attention could see that for a long time. When senior staff are fleeing, it should be an indicator that we have a problem. So those things need to be in place, and I absolutely support the hiring of an internal auditor.
Next, an environmentally related question from a club member, directed to Don, but both may answer. What actions do you advocate to meet the challenge of climate change? As a subset question, what role would the county have in this? Don?
I serve on the Eugene Sustainability Commission, and prior to that, I also have been sustainability leader for two major engineering firms. And so I have a very grounded understanding of sustainability, and climate change is a piece of that. First and foremost, we need to get serious about adapting to climate change and seeing it as something not to be debated anymore, but to start moving forward. For the county, that's going to mean things like looking for reducing our dependence on fossil fuels in the county fleets and increasing the efficiency of county buildings, And it's also going to be bigger, being part of a community discussion that's collaborative and effective at moving forward on things like transit, as opposed to trying to torpedo collaborative community-led efforts on transit, as my opponent has done.
Thank you. I think we all agree that the climate's always changed. If not, we'd still be in the last ice age. But we need to prepare by being prepared to be adaptive. We need to prepare by doing things like being more energy efficient. Part of my role on the facilities committee has been to bring about changes to some of our buildings at Lane County. In fact, we're just finished a remodel of our second floor that the majority of the money was spent on energy efficiency parts of the project, whether it was the new window systems or the new HVAC systems. We actually earned a very large energy credit with that work, and that was part of what paid for that work. So that's really where we're going with Lane County, is trying to be ready, be adaptable, and securing water rights for the future was part of what I worked on when I was at EWEB. So that's really what we need to do, is to be ready and for change, because change is inevitable.
All right. Next question directed to Commissioner Bolzovich. And this will jog your memory a little bit. The question: on September 26, 2012, just hours after the Eugene City Council approved West Eugene MX by a 7-1 vote, Commissioner Bolzovich called for a public vote of the whole LTD district on the project. Should we have public votes on all transportation projects, Highway 126 to Veneta, Beltline, etc.?
Major projects like that, I don't disagree with the idea of having a public vote. We had several public votes on the West Eugene Parkway, you know, so it's been a tradition in the past. This was a case of something moving forward, and I believe it was something that many people that actually have businesses along that route disagreed with, and it was pushed forward regardless of those disagreements without the public's true backing, and at the cost of local bus service, which is my real issue with that particular line, is the operating costs are going to cause local bus lines to be closed down to pay for the operating costs of that particular line.
Well, a few local businesses along that route indeed are opposed to it. But I would point out that there's a very big difference between the West Eugene Parkway process, which was in fact more commissioner-led, and had much less public participation, and the EMX, the West EMX route, which in fact had, once Lane Act got involved, a great deal of public input, a great deal of collaborative process, and ultimately a much better decision-making process that resulted in a great deal of support, near unanimous support of Lane Act. So I think when that kind of collaboration is happening and functional, we should get behind that as leaders instead of trying to monkey wrench things at the last minute and obstruct forward progress based on a very few people's objections.
Next question for both of you. Please describe two or three differences between you and your opponent that you would like voters to know about. Two or three differences between you and your opponent. Dawn, first.
My first. Okay. First, I would say that my opponent is, in fact, a professional politician who's been running for office for 12 years in two different parties, moving, using each position to move to the next position. And during that time, in fact, for the last 18 years, I've been focusing as an engineer on getting projects done on time and on budget. Second, my opponent's very extreme views, advocating for things like eliminating the minimum wage, which would be very harmful to struggling folks at the bottom end of the wage scale, and advocating for other extreme views like that are damaging to our public discourse. And third, I'm a mom, and I have a stake in the future of this community in the way that I don't believe my opponent can understand. And I think that that stake in the future is important for all of us, all our kids, and all our grandkids. It provides a different lens to my decision making.
Commissioner?
So one of the differences is that I have balanced seven budgets over the last 7 years, over the last 12 years, I guess, because there was a gap between when I was on the LCC board and when I was asked to run for the Lane County Commissioner's seat. That experience is invaluable moving forward because there are going to be difficult challenges in the next 4 years. We've managed to stabilize the budget for this year, but we have to wait and see what Congress is doing for next year. Beyond that, I'm a small business owner. I've signed the front side of paychecks. I've managed people. I spent a 29-year career while serving at LCC in engineering, where I managed people and never was laid off in my entire career. So I think those are probably the big things. And I guess there is a difference. I am not a mother. I am a concerned citizen, though. I've been involved in my community.
Okay. Next question from a City Club member directed to Commissioner Bozovich. It states, several years ago, you appeared in an Uncle Sam costume at a Tea Party rally. What parts of the Tea Party agenda do you still support?
So let's be specific. It was a Colonial Soldier's outfit.
Oh, okay.
And I organized a tax day rally that over 1,500 people attended over in Springfield. And the concern was about out-of-control federal spending. And at that time, you know, we had had TARP passed by the Bush administration, and then we had had the Stimulus One passed by the Obama administration. And it was not a partisan event. It was an event that was basically about spending. And it's still a concern as we watched $100 million being flushed down the toilet at Solyndra and other crony capitalism that was going on with that money. That was what that event was about.
Okay. Don, I don't know if you have a response, but...
I have never worn a colonial... What was the outfit?
Soldier.
Soldier outfit. And I am sure I never have. And okay. Don't know if I ever would.
Okay, question for both of you. I'm trying very hard to read this. I think it's related to Lane County Ice. A few years ago, there were problems on the closure of the local ice rink. What is your position on keeping the Lane County Ice facility operational, out of trouble? Don?
The Lane County Fairgrounds and Events Center, that whole complex, we know has challenges. And so there's no easy answer to it. It's an aging facility. It has challenges that go all the way back to its having purpose changed over time and changing community needs and the way the city has grown up around it. So I guess I would have to say I value the ICE Center and the entire event center, and we want to honor the history of the whole fairgrounds that brings us to this point. And going forward, I would look forward to trying to maintain it as long as we can maintain it in a fiscally responsible way in terms of balancing the county budget and providing the services that we need to provide across the county. So we have fiscal challenges, and they come up in these key places, in many key places, including... Can we afford to keep the ICE Center open? I would look for creative, collaborative ways to help keep it open.
All right, Commissioner?
So the Lane ICE Center was close to collapse when I took office. After we took office, the board developed a public-private partnership that is now running the Lane ICE Center. And they are doing it sustainably right now. So I support the Lane ICE Center staying open. And I support that public-private partnership we developed to run it. At the same time, I'm concerned about the overall Lane Events Center. Aging buildings and deferred maintenance are there, and it's part of the reason why I'm concerned about the new hotel and conference center asking for that additional TRT money because that's what we were planning on using to upgrade the Wheeler Pavilion, to keep some of those facilities up to speed to where they could be utilized in the future, because I think there is a lot of economic activity developed out of there. We've got the Piccadilly Circus, we've got the home shows, we got, you know, you name it out there. So I support the Ice Center.
That's all the time we have for Q&A. Time now for closing statements from our candidates, 2 minutes apiece. Don, would you go first?
I'll go first. Okay.
I want to thank the City Club and the DAC and the League of Women Voters, and thank all of you attending. Informed democracy is extremely important. We've had 4 years of this leadership. Our trust has been violated, redacting and covering up scandals. Our money has been spent purchasing software used to disenfranchise voters and settling lawsuits, and we still don't know how much the Corizon-related lawsuits are going to cost us. More importantly, our political discourse has been paralyzed and degraded. Just 3 nights ago, I attended a telephone town hall meeting where my opponent not only agreed with the caller's assertion that property tax was the same, was like not owning your own home. In fact, the assertion was, you never really own your own home. Not only did my opponent agree with that, he went further, stating that in our current system, if you don't pay your property taxes, someone with a gun on your hip will come and take your home. This extreme rhetoric does not represent me or this moderate district. It's fear-mongering nonsense. It paralyzes debate. It prevents us from moving forward. And my son and all of our children and our grandchildren need us to move forward collaboratively, openly, and in good faith, respecting each other and bringing cogent, responsible dialogue to the table. I respect my opponent's right to have his views, but it doesn't represent me or this district or the county responsibly. I offer a clear choice to the citizens of Westland County. As a responsible, moderate citizen, I stand here today asking for your vote.
Thank you. I'd also like to thank the City Club, the League of Women Voters, everybody that's attending today, and the audience that will be hearing this later on KLCC. I've spent the last 3+ years trying to make Lane County a better place. And I think I've worked in very collaborative ways to do that and in very many partnerships, whether it was working with Democrat Representative Val Hoyle or working with Democrat Senator Floyd Prezansky. I've reached across the aisle. I've worked with the mayors. I've worked with the City of Vinita and their staff to bring 300 jobs to Vinita. I worked with Representative Hoyle to bring those 500 jobs to Junction City. I continue to work across those party lines, even though we're a nonpartisan office, which I like to try and remind people of from time to time, anytime it's in the best benefit of Lane County, whether it's working with the City of Eugene to possibly get a permanent home for the Lane County Farmers Market, while at the same time providing for our ability to build a new courthouse that is much needed right now. That's what I want to try and move forward with. I want to try and keep working together to solve these problems that we have, create an environment where people can create the jobs we need in Lane County, and where we can have an active, improving economy that supports our public services, like our public safety system, so everyone can also feel safe in Lane County. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, candidates, for being here today. Marty, anything, any final announcements? Okay.
Hey,
And thank you, Tom, from KVAL, for moderating this debate, and to the League of Women Voters for handling our timing and questions. Thanks again to our sponsors as well, the Oregon Country Fair, Hearing Associates, and Dotsons. We meet again next Friday on May 2nd here at the DAC to hear about changing attitudes on climate change by your requests. Tom Bowerman will return. On the following week, we'll have a program by national speaker David K. Johnson about how inequality affects you. And relevant to Dawn's comment about the regional accelerator, we have a program on that on here on May 30th. We hope to see you there. Thank you for coming today.